Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Lamed Vav. And we are 25 lines from the top of daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. Itmar Shoymer Shemasa L'Shoymer. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael Hanasunu Batzar V'Ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned in honor of the wedding of Chaim Mandelbaum and Sarah Dina Stein. May they be zoicha to build a bias nemon b'Yisrael. So we're moving along in the beginning of Perek HaMafkid, which discusses the halachos of the Dalet Shoyim. Specifically, today's daf is going to be a discussion of two se'ifei katan within the world of the Dalet Shoyim. The first is the halacha of Shoymer Shemasa L'Shoymer. The second is the halacha of Tchilasai v'Pshia v'Soyfai ba'ayin. So both of these sugyas are Dvarim ha'oimdim b'rumay shalaylam. If we were going to learn this more properly, we'd spend a lot of time, perhaps weeks. We, of course, do what we do. So on Amud Aleph, we're going to focus on Shoymer Shemasa L'Shoymer. On Amud Beis, we're going to pivot to Tchilasai b'Pshia v'Soyfai ba'ayinus. And then at the end of the daf, we'll see how these two sugyas converge, how they come together. Says the Gemara, Itmar Shoymer Shemasa L'Shoymer. So somebody was a Shoymer Pekadin, and now on his own, he decided to take this Pekadin and give it over to another Shoymer. So the Shoymer was any one of the Dalet Shoymer. Shoymer Chinam, Shemir Sachar, he's a Soicher, he's a Shoyel. He now went and gave it over to another Shoyel. Rav Amar Pater, Rav Yochanan Amar Chai. Rav says that the Shoymer Rishoyin is going to be Pater. Rav Yochanan said that the Shoymer Rishoyin is going to be Chai. What does Pater and Chayiv mean? So you have to look at Rashi. Rav Amar Pater, Mikol Mashahoye Niftar in Shomer Hum Atzman. Rav says that despite this, the fact that this Shomer went and took the Pekadin and gave it to another Shomer, it doesn't change in any way the Shulchan Aruch of what this Shomer is going to be chayiv in and what he's going to be potter in. So Rav Amar Pater means that anything that this Shomer would have been potter in, had he not given the Pekadin to another Shomer, he's still going to be potter. So for example, if the Shomer Shemasai was a Shomer Chinam, who's potter in Gneva Vaveda, the fact that he gave it over to someone else doesn't preclude him from being pater from Gneva Vaveda. So that if the Pekadin is now stolen from that other Shomer, or if that other Shomer lost it, the halacha is he's going to be pater. Now, obviously, anything that the Shomer Rishon would be chayivin had he not given it over to another Shomer, of course he's going to be chayivin. Rav Amar Pater means mikol masha hoya niftar im shomer hu atzma. In other words, nothing changes from the standpoint of this Shomer, despite the fact that he was masal shomer. Rabbi Yochanan says chayiv. What does that mean? Zakrashi afilu ba'inzen. According to Rabbi Yochanan, once the Shomer is masar, at that point, even if an oinus happens, he's going to be chayiv. So although a shomer chinam, for example, is Pater and Einzen, but it doesn't matter. Now that the Shoymish was Masa, at that point, the halach is, he's going to be Chayv. So what's the Machloikis Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? We have to get this clear, because it's the basis for the first part of the daf. If a Shoymer gives the Pekadin over to another Shoymer, how does that impact the laws of the original Shoymer? When someone becomes a Shomer, it comes with Chiyuvei Shmira, comes with a whole Shulchan Aruch of, if this happens, you're Chayiv, if that happens, you're Pater. According to Rav, nothing changes. And that's what Rav Amar Pater means. You're Pater from anything that you would have anyways been Pater from. According to Rabbi Yochanan, everything changes. Chayiv, you will now be Chayiv, even Ba'inzim. Says the Gemara, Amar Abayo. Abayo said the time of the Rav, according to Rav, who holds Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer Pater, like me, Baya, it goes without saying, Shomer Chinam Shemasa L'Shomer Sachar, that if the Shomer that was Masa was a Shomer Chinam, and he handed it over to a Shomer Sachar, that he's going to be Pater. And the reason is, Da'aluye Al Yolishmi Rasa. Because in that case, when the Shomer Chinam handed the item over to the Shomer Sachar, really he's benefiting the owner of this Pekadin, because he just upgraded the level of Shmira. A Shomer Chinam has to watch, but not as much as a Shomer Sachar. So if a Shomer Chinam hands over the Pekadin to a Shomer Sachar, you just upgraded the level of Shmir. So it says Abaye that when Rav said Potter, he didn't only say Potter in that case, meaning for sure he said Potter in that case, but Loi Mibaye, not only in that case, Elafilu Shomer Sachar Shemasal Shomer Chinam, even if it would be in the reverse, even if the original Shomer would be a Shomer Sachar, and he now was Masal Shomer Chinam, the Gruye Garya L'Shmir Asay, where he just downgraded the level of Shmir, because the Shomer Sachar has to watch the item more than the Shomer Chinam does. Still Potter, he's going to be Potter. My time, and what's the reason, said Abaya? The Masr L'Bendas, because at the end of the day, when the Shomer was Masal Shomer, from the standpoint of the Pekadin, he really didn't do anything that's putting the Pekadin at risk. As a result, from his standpoint, he's not considered to be negligent. And being that he's not considered to be negligent, there's no reason for the fact that he gave over the Pekadin to another Shomer for it to impact his Chiyuve Shmir. And Abaye continued, Ulatayim to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds that Shomer Shemassel the Shomer is Chayef. Like Rashi said, Afilu Ba'oinsin, Loimi Boye Shomer Sacha Shemassel the Shomer Chinam, Digru Yigar the Shmir Asa. It goes without saying that if the Shomer Shemassel, the original Shomer, was the Shomer Sacha, and he had handed over this item to a Shomer Chinam, where he now downgraded the level of Shmira, certainly in that case, Rabbi Yochanan holds, you're going to be Chayev, because you were entrusted as a Shomer Sachar. Now, instead of a Shomer Sachar watching it, a Shomer Chinam is watching it. But even in a situation where the original Shomer was a Shomer Chinam, and he now handed it over to a Shomer Sachar, where he just upgraded the level of Shmira, because now this person that he gave it to presumably is going to watch it better than he was watching it. Still, you're going to be Chayev, and the reason is the Amalei, because Rabbi Yochanan holds that the owner of the Pekadin, the Mafkit, could tell the Shomer Rishon, Ein Ritzoini Sheyehei Pektoini Be'adacher. I was very particular about who I wanted should watch my Pekadin. And frankly, if I wanted that other person to watch it, I would have asked him myself. I gave it to you because I trusted you, not the other person. What does this mean? By you now going and giving it to the other person, you're being negligent. You're being a Pesheya, a Shomer, that's Pesheya, is Chayev, Afilu Ba'onsin. Either way. So we have a Machloikis, Rav, and Rabbi Yochanan regarding a Shomer, Shemassel, a Shomer, with a very important commentary from Abaya. Rav holds Shomer, Shemassel, a Shomer, Potter. What does that mean? That anything you would anyways be Potter, and you're still going to be Potter. So if you were a Shomer Chinam, who's Potter from Gneva Vaveda, you handed it over to another Shomer, and then it was Nigna Veneva, you're still going to be Potter from Gneva Vaveda. Rabbi Yochanan holds Shomer Shemassel Shomer is Chayev. That means that now, once you're Masel Shomer, all bets are off. You're going to be Chayev in everything. You're even going to be Chayev in Oitzen. Abaye clarified, and Abaye says that really the Machloikis, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, and the din of Rav and the din of Rabbi Yochanan are completely agnostic to whether it was a Shomer Chinam, Shemassel, a Shomer Sachar, Shomer Sachar, Shemassel, a Shomer Chinam. Did you upgrade the Shmira? Did you downgrade the Shmira? According to Rav, who holds Potter, you're always going to be Potter. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Chayev, you're always going to be Chayev. Oh, and what's at the core of the Machlik is Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? Why does Rav hold Shomer, Shemassel, a Shomer is Potter? And why does Rabbi Yochanan hold Shomer, Shemassel, a Shomer is Chayev? Rav holds Shomer, Shemassel, a Shomer is Potter. The Masra of the Bandas. Rabbi Yochanan holds Shomer, Shemassel, a Shomer is Chayev, because the person could say, in English, what does this mean? They're arguing whether we view the Shomer that was Masa, the Pekadin, to another Shomer as being negligent, as being a Poshaya. If we view him as being a Poshaya, then he's going to be Chayev, even if an Oynes happens, because once a Shomer is Poshaya, at that point, regardless of what happens afterwards, he's going to be Chayev. Now, is that so Pasha? Sounds a little like maybe Tchilase Bepshia, Vesayf Avayinus. That's going to be the segue to the second part of the daf. But the point is, I understand then why you would be Chayev. If you hold that you weren't Pasha, so if you weren't Pasha, so nothing changed. If Shomer Chinam is always Potter from Gneva Vaveda, so the Shomer Chinam is Vaita going to be Potter from Gneva Vaveda. One Tosfos that's worth speaking out is Dibur HaMaschil Rav Amar Potter, where Tosfos says that's Poshet, that a Shomer is not allowed to be Masel Shomer. Meaning, from a pure Isser V'Heter perspective, it's not something that you're allowed to do. The Machloikis Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is whether, now that you did this that you weren't supposed to do, does that impact your Hilchos Shomrim, or does it not impact your Hilcha Shomrim? However, Tosis proves from a Gemara Gittin Daf Chav Tesam and Aleph that the halacha is that a Shomer is not allowed to be Masal a Shomer. The question is, does that play itself out? Halacha L'maisa, according to Rabbi Yochanan, yeah, you're actually going to be Chayev, we view you as being a Pesheya. According to Rav, it's true you weren't supposed to do it, but doesn't mean you're Pesheya, and as a result, halacha is, you're going to be potter. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rav Chiz, the Rav Chiz said, Hodir Rav, this halacha of Rav, that Shomer Shemassal Shomer is potter, La Beferah, Shitmai Elamuch, it's not something that Rav ever said. Meaning, usually, when you have a Gemara, Rav Omar, Shomer Shemassal Shomer potter, what it probably means is that Rav walked into Beis Medrash, and he said, albeit the Lashon Ktsara, that Shomer Shemassal Shomer is potter. But Rav Chisda says that if you know the history, that never happened. No one ever heard Rav say the words Shomer Shemassal Shomer is potter. So how did everyone know that Rav Shita is Shomer Shemassal Shomer is potter? Ela Michlola Dahaniginoi. It was something that one of the Talmidim of Rav inferred and he deduced based on a story that happened with certain gardeners. Okay, so what was this? Maisa Shahaya Kachaya with the gardeners. Says the Rav Chisda, because there was a group of gardeners, the Chayoyme, every day, have a mafkidi marayu gabedahi safta. They would take their moras, a mora is one of the tools that were used in the farm, a hoe. Either way, they would take their mora and they would give it to a safta, to an older woman. She was the shomer pekat and she would watch it. Yoyme chad, one day, afkidunu legabi chad minayu. Instead of the ginoy giving it to the safta, they gave it to one of their chevra, one of the people that they worked with. Either way, shama kol behilulo. So this person who was the shomer pekadon, all of a sudden he heard music, he heard noise, and he realized it was a party going on, and he was feeling left out. So he decided that he wants to join. Nafak azel. Problem is, he's watching all these maras. Like, what's he supposed to do with them? So he got up and he went and afkidinu legabeda his safta. So he gave it to the safta, meaning he gave it to the woman that usually used to watch all these. Punk today, she wasn't. He was, but he realized that there was something he didn't want to miss out on, so he goes and he gives all these different kalim to the safta. Says the Gemara, Ada Ozel Va'asa Ignamarai. When this person came back from the party, he sees that somebody had broken into his farm and all these maras were stolen. Also, the Kamei Rav. So the Shaila was brought to Rav. And the question was this Shomer obligated for the Gneva, or was he not obligated for the Gneva? Now, if you just hit the pause button for 1 second, this Shomer is a Shomer Chino. Nobody was paying him, or at least so it seems. He was also Masal a Shomer. He took this Pekadin and he gave it over to the Safta. Okay, so this is a Shomer Shemasal a Shomer. Where the original Shomer is a Shomer Chinam, where it was stolen, which means it's Gneva Vaveda. What's the halacha of a Shomer Chinam with Gneva Vaveda? He's Potter. And what did Rav Paskin? Upatre. He said, you're Potter. Says Rav Chisda, Mandachaz, the Talmud that witnessed this suffer. He thought, Mishom Shomer Shemassal Shomer Potter, that the reason Rav Paskin this was because he was a Shomer Shemassal Shomer. He's Potter. Oh, so he said, you seem a furish that a Shomer Shemassal Shomer is Potter. From anything, he would have anyways been Potter. Just to speak it out, because if Shomer Shemassal Shomer is Chayev, even though he was a Shomer Chinam, and it was Gneva Vaveda, but we should say he's a Pesheya by giving it over to somebody else. So this is where this halacha of Rav was hatched. It came from this maisa. But Rav Chisda said, Veloyi, it's not muchach that was his pshat. Shani Hossam over there was different. Chol Yoyim Enami, Inu Gufayu Gabod, Yayi Safta, Have a Mafkidilu. What's the reason, Shomer Shemassal, Shomer Chayev? What is the svar that underlies Rabbi Yochanan's halacha? It's Ta'am Alei, Ein Ritzoyni, Sheyehei Piktoyni Biyadacher. Says the Gemara, over here that svar didn't apply. Because the Shomer that was Masa, who did he give it to? He gave it to the Shomer that used to watch these Kalim every single day. If that's the case, nobody could come with a taina of Ein Ritzoyni She'epik Taina Biyadacher. So over here, even Rabbi Yochanan would be moida that Shomer Shemassal L'Shomer is Potter. And as a result, says Rav Chisda, even though the way this halacha has been transmitted is as if it's a machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, but it's really not muchach that this is a machloikis Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Could be Rav is moida Shomer Shemassal L'Shomer is Chayev. Where then did this halacha come from? It was Michlola Itmar. It came from this Maisa Shahaya Kachaya with Hani Ginoy with these gardeners. And if you're Ma'ayan in that story a little bit better, it could be over there even Rabbi Yochanan would hold Shomer Shemassal Shomer is Potter, because the whole Svar of Yochanan is predicated on you being Pesheya. Because Mecha Tesi, this person's okay with that other person watching it. Over here, being that this after used to watch these kelim every day, you don't have that svara, and as a result, there's no raya that Rav really holds. Shemesh Hamasal Hashemer is Pater Zoktimar Yosef Rabami. So Rav Ami was sitting with Kamalala Hashmaita, and he was saying over the following halacha. So which halacha? We just said a lot of halachas. So Rashi says, Lahoshmaita, the Rabbi Yochanan Rabbe. So Rav Ami was the Talmud Rabbi Yochanan, and he was saying over his Rebbe's halacha. His Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan holds, Shomer Shemosar L'Shomer is Chayev. Because as soon as the Shomer gives over the Pikadin to somebody else, in Ritzoyni Sheyehei Pikdoim V'Yadacher, review him as being a Peshe. So Eitzvei Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, Rabbi Amis, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal was there. He asked Rabbi Ami the following question from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Asoich Par Mechaber, if somebody rents a Parah from his friend, V'Heshiva L'Acher, and then he loans the Parah that he rented to somebody else. Classic Shomer, Shemasa L'Shomer. Hasoicha Par Mechaveroi is a Shomer. Soicha is one of the four Shomerim. And now he was Hishilo La'acher. He just loaned it to somebody. That other person's a Shoyal, which is also one of the four Shomerim. Umesa Gedarko. And then when the animal was in the possession of the Shoyal, the animal died a natural death. So what's the halacha? Yishava Hasoicha Shemesa Gedarko. The Soicha swears to the masker, to the owner of this pikadin, that the animal died a natural death, assuming he saw it die and he's able to swear as such. And then the shayl goes and pays the soicher. Rabbi Yossi didn't like that. Rabbi Yossi said, you're doing business with your friend's para, doesn't work that way. But the bottom line is, what was the halacha of the Mishnah? The halacha of the Mishnah was that the soicher, as long as he knows that an oinus really happened, being that soicher is potter from oinsin, so he could swear to the mafkid, and the shayl is a regular shayl, the shayl was chal, he's chayiv anointed, and he's going to end up paying the soicher. So Rabbi Mamal asks Rabbi Im Iso, now if you're going to tell me that the halach is like Rabbi Yochanan, that shayim is shamasal, shayim is chayiv, and the minute a shayim gives it over to somebody else, at that point he's considered a peshay, and as a result he's chayiv in anything that happens. So how could the soicher get off the hook by swearing lechura? This is a classic Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer, and Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer is Chayiv Afilu B'Ainsin. So what are you going to tell me? That, oh, an Oynes happened, Soichas Potter for Ainsin. Not when you're Poshaya, not when you're a Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer, and if Rabbi Yochanan knows Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer is Chayiv, so why in this case would you be Potter? Amalez Rav Ami told Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, it's a good Kasha, you're right. Really, if you take the Mishnah at face value, it seems not like Rabbi Yochanan, but Hachem Ma'eskin, you could always make an Akimt in the Mishnah, and you could say it's talking about B'Shenas Nuloi. It's talking about where the owner, the masker, gave the soicher reshus to lend it to somebody. Meaning, it didn't happen shaloi reshus. If it happened shaloi reshus, in ritzoyni, shehei piktoyni biyadacha, you're a pesheya. But that's not what happened. What happened was where he was granted permission, being that he was granted permission, so over here, this is not a pesheya. And that's why the halacha doesn't change. Savada, if he's not pesheya, then the halacha is going to be whatever it would ordinarily be. But the Gemara says, if when the soicher gave the pekadim to the shayel, he did it under the guidance, and really, per, almost as a shliach of the masker. So why is it that when the shoyl pays, he pays to the soicher? To the extent that the soicher was following orders, then really he was acting as an agent of the masker. So we should look at it as if it's the masker, really, that's the mashal. If he's the mashal, so then any payment now should go to the mashal. Why is it going to the soicher? Meaning bishloim, if the soicher acted on his own volition, so he's the baldover. So therefore, if the shoyl is going to make payments because of the oinus, he should be making it to his baldover, which is the soicher. But if the soicher was really following the orders of the masker, so we should look at the masker as the mashal, the shoyl on the other end as the shoyl, and he should make the payment to him. So the Gemara says, the amru le l'daitcha, although he told him to do it, but he didn't say you have to do it. What he said was, if you want to do it, like Rashi says in Parsha Shlach, Shlach lecha, midaitcha, aniyenim, it's aboyischem, it's a shlach, right? It's such an idea. Meaning, he gave him permission, and as a result, you don't have the svara of ein ritzoy nishayeh pikdoy nibiyadacher. He gave him permission, therefore he's not going to be considered b'shay. That's why you don't have the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan, shemesh hamasal, shemesh is going to be chayav. But at the same time, we don't view the soicher as being a shliach, because at the end of the day, he was never told you have to do it. He said, if you want to do it, this is something you're able to do. Another kasha, Masiv Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asked the kasha from the following brisa. Mafkin mois itzel chaveroi. If somebody gives his friend money as a pikadoin, tsarron, and then the friend took the money and he put it together, put it into a bag, and he put it behind him. Okay. or Masron Lubnoi Ubritei Akhtanim, or he took the money, and instead of putting it behind him, carrying it, he gave it over to his son or his daughter that were Ketanim, they were minors. Now, he knew that the Ketanim, they may not be capable of watching this 100%. So what he did was, he made sure that they were in a safe, secure environment. In fact, what he did was, he locked and he closed the door. Meaning he closed it, but it wasn't such a proper closing. Says the Mishnah, chayev. The halacha is that the shomer is going to be chayev if something later happens, and the reason is shalei shama kederech hashomer, because it's not considered a proper shmir. So you have someone who gave someone else money as a pekadin. This person now, this is the part of the Mishnah we need, handed it over to Bnei Yubitei HaKtanim, V'Nal B'Fneim, and he understood that they were Ketanim, so he was a little bit, you know, worried, maybe they're not going to watch it properly, so he closes the door, but he closes it Shaloi Karoi, meaning he didn't do a proper Shmira. And then something happened. So what's the halacha? The halacha is that the Shomer is Chayiv, and the reason he's Chayiv is because what did you expect was going to happen? You gave it to children. You put them in an unsafe environment where they can run out of the house, and then it got lost. I don't know. So you have a chiddush now that this happened. It's not considered a proper shmira. It's like a pshia, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. So the Gemara makes a diyuk in the Mishnah. Taima diktanim. It sounds like the only reason that this person is going to be chayiv is because he gave it over to ketanim. Hagdolim pater. But if he would have given it to gdolim, adults, people that are capable of watching, then it would be pater. Amai nei malei ein ritzoy nishay bigdolim biyadach kuntra. So who cares who you gave it to? You gave it to Ketanim, you gave it to Gedolim. The minute you give it over, you're a Pesheya. Anything that happens is going to be Chayiv. Meaning, let's say this person was a Shomer Chinam and he gave it over to his Ketanim and he didn't watch it properly. Then it was lost. Okay, Shomer Chinam is Potter from Aveda. So Kamash Malan, that being that you gave it to Ketanim and you didn't do a proper Shmira, so therefore you're a Pesheya, you're going to be Chayiv. If you would have given it to Gedolim, you wouldn't have been a Pesheya. Shomer Chinam is Potter from Aveda, so therefore you would be Potter. But if you're going to tell me Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer is always a Pesheya, so it doesn't matter if you gave it to Ketanim or Gedolim. The minute you give it over, you chayv afilu ba'insan, like Rabbi Yochanan said. So why is that loch? You're going to be part of Amar Rava. So Rava said the answer is, because kol ha'mafkid al das ishtay u'banav u'mafkid. Because who did this person give it to? He gave it to his children. B'noy u'bita. Oh, when you give it to your children, someone who gives a pekadin to someone to watch, he understands a good chance that this person may ask his wife to watch it at some point, or his son, or his daughter. It's a good possibility that that's the way it's going to play out. And over here, you don't have the svar of ein ritzoyni sheyehei piktoyni biyadacher. When do you have the svar of ein ritzoyni sheyehei piktoyni biyadacher, where, why are you giving it to somebody? I gave it to you. I didn't give it to the other guy. But over here, it's understood you're going to give it to the other guy. And therefore, Etzem, you don't have the svar of Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer. When then would you be chayiv? You gave it to Ketanim. You gave it to Ketanim. That's already considered a pshia. You didn't watch it properly. Therefore, you're going to be chayiv. I mean, Hardoy and Hardoy, they said, they cannot be a proof to you that this is actually pshat in the Mishnah. The Ketani, because what did the Mishnah say? Oy Shemasa L'Bnoi Ubitei HaKetanim Chayiv. So what does it sound like? Ha L'Bnoi Ubitei HaGedolim Pater. It sounds like that if you'd give it to your son or your daughter that were Gedolim, you'd be Pater. Abba Mechlal De L'Acherim, as it relates to other people, meaning what if it's not B'nai Ubitei? Then then it sounds like you're always going to be chayiv. The im came because if that's not true, lisnik tanim stum. Meaning, if any time you give it over to a gadol, really you're going to be potter because shomer shemasa l'shomer is potter. Then really, what the Mishnah should have said is you are moiser it to ketanim. You moiser it to ketanim. You would say like this: anytime you give it to a katan, you chayiv because that's a pshia. But anytime you give it to a gadol, you're potter, because Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer is potter. So why are you getting involved in Bnoi Ubitei? That seems a little too technical. Oh, the reason is, says the Gemara, Deikonami, this is a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. Because Lo'ilam, Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer is chayiv. And if you would give it to a gadol who's not Bnoi Ubitei, you would be chayiv. The only time then you would be potter is if it's Bnoi Ubitei HaGedolim. And that's the Deek in the Mishnah. The Deek in the Mishnah is that even though by Bnoi Ubitei, ordinarily you would be potter, the only time you're potter is if they're Gedolim. If they're Ketanim, you're going to be Chayiv. But Enechinami, if it's not Bnoi Ubitei, you're always going to be Chayiv. What's the difference if it's Bnoi Ubitei, not Bnoi Ubitei? Because the whole Svar of Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer is based on to amale in ritzoni sheyehei piktoni biyadacha, but when it comes to family, kol ha'mafkid al das ishtoi ubonov Who mafkid? So what's the bottom line? What do we have here? Just to come up for breath. We have Rav Machlekes Rav Rav Yochanan Shemesh Masal L'Shomer. Are you potter or are you chai? Rav holds potter. What does that mean? Potter Zakrashi. Not potter from everything. You're potter from anything that you would have anyways been potter. Rav Yochanan holds chayev. And why? What does it mean? Chayev, chayev, afilu ba'insin. And why is it that you're chayev? Why is it that you're chayev? The amalei inrid soindi shei piktoini biyadacher. Because we view you as a pesha. And really, that's the machloikas between Rav and Rav Yechana. According to Rav, Shemesh Amasa, Shemesh Pata, we don't view the Shemesh Amasa as being pesha. According to Rav Yechana, Shemesh Amasa, Shemesh is chayev, is because we view the Shemesh Amasa as being pesha. So really, at the core of the machloikas is whether we view the Shemesh Amasa as a pesha or not. Rav Yechana says, yeah, chayev. Whereas Rav says, no, and therefore you're potter. Now the truth is, Adkan Divrei Abaya. If you go back to the beginning of the Gemara, right after the Gemara brought the Machlokes Rav and Rav Yochanan, Amar Abaya, Abaya said, everything that we said up until this point, says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Rava opined in the sugya of Shema Shemasa L'Shema, and as we'll see, he said something different, which at first glance seems subtle, but we'll see, it's going to play itself out. It's really not so subtle. Hilchus, the halacha is, Shomer, Shemasa, L'Shomer, Chayev. Like Rabbi Yochanan. And loy mi boy, Shomer, Sachar, Shemasa, L'Shomer, Chinam, the Gruy Gara, the Shomer, Asai, El Afi, L'Shomer, Chinam, Shemasa, L'Shomer, Sachar, Chayev. And it doesn't matter if the Shomer Shemasa gave it to someone where you downgraded the level of Shmira, like a Shomer Sachar to a Shomer Chinam, or Fakir, where you upgraded the Shmira. It makes no difference. Like Abaya said, my time, what's the reason? Meaning, why is it that Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer is chayev to Amale? Because the mafkid could tell the Shomer, at mehemnes li b'shvua, or beheich loy mehemen li b'shvua. Anytime you give over something to someone to watch, you know there's a possibility where you're going to, at some point, meet this person in court, where he's going to have to look you in the eyes, and he's going to have to swear that something that exempts him from payment happened. Meaning, you give something to a Shomer Chinam, there's a good chance Shomer Chinam is going to be in Bezin swearing in Eivav Aveda. Shomer Sachar might be swearing, etc. The point is that a Mafkid has to entrust a Shomer not only to watch his item, but also he has to trust him as being a Neman when it comes to Shvur. The reason Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer is Chayev is because the Mafkid can tell the Shomer Rishon, listen, you, I trusted as far as your shvur goes. But the other guy, maybe in terms of watching Echvesnish, but I don't trust the shvur. And being that I don't trust the shvur, so this guy can come to Bez and he can swear from today till tomorrow telling me, oh, it was stolen, it was lost, it was the anointing. I don't trust the shvur. If I don't trust the shvur, I don't have to trust the shvur. The reason every mafkid has to accept the shvur is because when you give the pekadon over to the shomer pekadon, you're essentially signing off on, yeah, if he swears at some point that kach v'kach happened, I'm going to accept it. But being that I only gave it to the shomer rishon, I never gave it to the shomer Shani, I'm not mechuyev to trust the shvur, and because I'm not mechuyev to trust the shvur, therefore, I don't know, I don't trust his shvur. As far as I know, the thing maybe was lost via negligence. You can't tell me to the contrary, and therefore you now have an obligation to pay me. And that's the reason Shemesh Shemasa L'Shemesh Chayev. So really, there's a machloikis, a very important machloikis in Abaye V'Rava, in terms of understanding Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, why it is that Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer is Chayev. According to Abaye, Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer is Chayev, because we view the Shomer Rishon as a Poshaya, because Ein Ritzoyni Sheyehei Pektoyni Biyadacher. I don't necessarily trust that person to watch my... I trusted you. I necessarily trust him. You're a Pesheya, therefore you're going to be Chayev for what happens afterwards. According to Rava, it's not that we say that this Shomer was Pesheya when he handed over the Pekon to the other person. But it's more based on the fact that the only way for the Shomer Rishon to be Potter with Gneva Vaveda, let's say if it happens in the Rishus of the Shomer Sheni, is by there being a Shvur. Who's going to swear? Obviously, the Shomer Sheni is going to be the one that's going to swear. And being that it's the Shomer Sheni that's going to be the one that's going to swear, the Mafkid could always say, I don't necessarily trust the Shvur. If I don't trust the Shvur, so you don't have a Shvur to be Potter. If you don't have a Shvur to be Potter, so then Mimela, you're going to back into being Chayev. So the Machlokes of Ivy Rav is had to understand, Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer Chayev. What's the Nafkimina between Abaye V'Rava? So Tosis, Dibra Maschel, At Mehemnes Li B'Shvur, says two Nafkiminas. One Nafkimina says, Tosis, what would be if the Shomer Rishon, who was a Shomer Chino, saw the Gneva Aveda that took place when it was in the possession of the Shomer Shein? If he himself witnessed it, so he could swear. because he saw it happen. So he could swear. Would you have the halacha of Shemasa L'Shem Echayev apart? According to Abaya, Shemasa L'Shem Echayev, because you are Poshaya. You have a koyach hatayna, the mafkid, ein ritzoyin nishay piktoyin biyadacher. So it has nothing to do with swearing. At the end of the day, you gave it over to a shomer. You aren't allowed to. It renders you a pesheya. Therefore, the halach is, even though you can swear, still you're going to be chayah. According to Rava, there's no svara of ein ritzoyin nishay piktoyin biyadacher. The svara is, oh, but here, you don't need the Shemesh Sheni to swear. The Shemesh Rishon saw everything that happened. As a result, he could swear. Another Naf community would be, what if nobody has to swear? What if their Edom says Taisis? Their Edom that saw the Gneva Vaveda. So if it's because of the fact that you were Pesheya, Edom Ahin, Edom Aher, you were Pesheya, therefore you're going to be Chayev. If it's because of the fact of Hechloi Mehemeli Beshvua, over here you don't have the Hechloi Mehemeli Beshvua. And because you don't have the Hechloi Mehemeli Beshvua, so here it's going to be different. Incidentally, we mentioned the first part of Taisis, so we might we'll mention the second part of Tosfos as well. Tosfos fears that the halacha, it's the last line of Tosfos, is like Rav. The loik Rabbeinu Chananel says Tosfos the pasuk Abaya. So as it relates to the machlokes Abaya v'Rav, how to understand Shitas Rabbi Yochanan holds Shemesh Shemasa L'Shemir Chayev, says Tosfos the halacha is like Rav. However, I saw Rabbeinu Chananel said that the halach is like Abaye. You should know that's wrong. The halach is really not like Abaye. Now the emes is, we just learned Perikelu Metzias, where we focused a little bit on the Yal Kagam. Everybody knows whenever there's machloek between Abaye and Rava, the halach is like Rava, with six exceptions, where the halach is like Abaye. So at first glance, how could Rabbeinu Chananel say that the halach is like Abaye? This sugi over here of Shemesh Shemasa L'Shem is not one of the Yal Kagams, even though there is a machloek is what the Yal Kagams are. Not as straightforward as some may think, but this is certainly not one of them. And if that's the case, what could even be the Habimine? How could Rabbeinu Chananel paskin that the halach is like Abaye? So this is really not for now, but it is kedai to mention that, you know, anytime you have a klalim sak, you always have to read the fine print. And sometimes the print is not even so fine. Meaning there's very often a lot of exceptions and exclusions. The Shulchan Aruch, for understanding this, is the Sefer Yad Malachi. It's not the only Sefer, but it's very, very, very thorough in terms of this. If you take a look in Yad Malachi, and this is in the Chelik of Kloli HaTalmud, so Sif Kuf Nun Gimel, Kuf Nun Dalet, Kuf Nun Hey, Kuf Nun Vav, Kuf Nun Zayin, Kuf Nun Ches, Kuf Nun Tes even. He goes through halacha after halacha and scenario after scenario where it could be this klal of Hilchas HaKavase, the Abaya only Biyal Kagam doesn't apply. So for example, he talks about what would be if you have a machloikis between Abaya v'Rava, but it's not a machloikis in halacha. It's only a machloikis in tam. So they're arguing what the reason for a certain halacha is. Or what if you have a machlokes Abaye v'Rava, but it's not only Abaye versus Rava, mano a mano. It's Abaye and one Amayra versus Rava and another Amayra. What if there's a machlokes Abaye v'Rava, but they're not arguing in Svara, they're arguing who we paskin like. Meaning, Abaye and Rava, yish loy midas, havi yish loy havi yish. So as far as we know, Abaye was the one that was mechadish loy havi yish, Rava was the one that was mechadish havi yish. What if really it was a machlokes tanon, where the yish and the machloek Abaye v'Rava was which Tana do we paskin like? What if you have a machloek Abaye v'Rava with regards to a certain Amoira? Did he say this or did he say that? Either way, there's a whole bunch of different caveats. Says the Yad Malachi, if you go through his arichas over here, one of the Mar Mekoymas that he fell su is the Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel. And this discussion here in the Rishonim, whether we paskin like Abaye or whether we paskin like Rav. And he says, could be, this is a raya to some of the Svaras. Which Svara? Number one, they're arguing how to understand Rabbi Yochanan, right? It's a machloikis, not Shoymer Shemasa L'Shoymer Chayiv HaPater. That's machloikis Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. They're arguing in Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. What is Pshat in Shitas Rabbi Yochanan? The bottom line is, I and Shom V'Tehenna, in terms of understanding how, although there is a rule that the only time we paskin like Abaya is Biyal Kagam, but at the same time, depending on certain situations and certain circumstances, it could be, it would play itself out, different cases where actually we would paskin like Abaya. Either way, Zok Demar. So we said the first part of the daf is going to talk about Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer. The second part is going to talk about the halacha of Tchilase B'Pshia V'Soif B'Ainus Itmar. Pachna Bavi Yosas La'agam. If somebody was watching a paro and he was Pesheya, meaning he didn't watch this paro properly, and the paro went into the agam, into a swamp, Umesa Kedarka, and it died a natural death. So let's just get the case clear. Somebody was watching a para. His job is to protect it. Part of that job entails making sure it doesn't go to an agam. If it goes to an agam, Rashi says there are wolves there that can very easily trample and destroy and be tayref this animal. And therefore, if you allowed the animal that you were watching to go to an agam, you were a peshe. So this person was peshe at the shomer. Nothing to talk about. It ends up in the agam, and when it was in the agam, it was mesa kedarka. It died a natural death. Says the Gemara, Abaye mishmei de Rabba amar chayev. Abaye, send the name of Rabba, you're going to be chayev. Rabba mishmei de Rabba amar pata. Rabba, in the name of Rabba, said pata. So Abaye and Rabba were both arguing what Rabba said. Incidentally, Jewish History 101, Abaye was a Talmud of Rabba, and Rabba was a Talmud of Rabba. So really, Abaye and Rabba, who always argue, are arguing what their respective Rebbe, what Rabbah said. So Abaye said in the name of Rabbah that you chayev. Rabbah said in the name of Rabbah you're going to be potter. So the Gemara explains, Abaye mishmei de Rabbah amachayev. Abaye said in the name of Rabbah chayev. Kol dainet deloy don ki haydino lav dainahu. And he upped the ante. He said, not only are you chayev, but if there's a dayan who wouldn't paskin chayev, you should know as nishkain dayan. And he explained, it goes without saying, according to the mandama that holds, that if somebody was pesheya and then ultimately an oynis happened, that loch is. You're chayiv even for the oynis. I thought you're supposed to be potter from oynisin, but being that you were tchilos, you're going to be chayiv. So meaning that's poshut according to the man d'amad chayiv in this case, you're going to be chayiv. El afilu man d'amad potter, even according to the man d'amad that holds that tchilos b'pshia. If someone's pesheya, shomer, and then oynis happens, that loch is your potter. Hach chayiv over here, you're going to be chayiv. Meaning at first glance, sounds like this is tchilos b'pshia v'seifa b'oynis. He was poshut above yotzis la'agam. That's a pshia. Umesa kedarka, died a natural death. And l'cha'inus kedai l'mizu. So it sounds like this is tchilasa b'pshia v'sayf v'bainas. But Abaya, keeping us in suspense for another moment, says that I want you to know that even if you hold tchilasa b'pshia v'sayf v'bainas as pata, you're going to be chayim. My time, what's the reason, Domrina? Because we say, havla da'agma katla. We say that this person wasn't a sayf v'bainas. But rather, we look at this person as tchilasa b'pshia v'sayf v'bainas. Because it's very possible that the death was caused because of the foul odor that exists by this agam. So really, had you not been Pesheya, this would have never happened. Your Pshia led ultimately to the oynis, and in that case, everybody's going to hold chilas b'pshia. V'sayfa b'oynis is going to be chayv. So the first sheet is Abaye. Poshna bava yotzes la'agam. Umesa kedarka, says Abaye chayv. And says Abaye, even though at first glance it sounds like this should be told in tchilas b'pshia v'soif v'bainas, it's not. Because even the man d'amad that holds tchilas b'pshia v'soif v'bainas is potter, over here you're going to be chayv. Now what's the classic case of tchilas b'pshia v'soif v'bainas? Sirashni says it's a Mishnah later on Daf, Mem Beis Amad Aleph. The story over there is where somebody gave money to someone else to watch, meaning this someone else was a shomer pekadon. He was a shomer chinam. The person took the money and he hid it in a hut. So the hut is made of straw, meaning it's something that's protected from ganovim, because at the end of the day, it has a lock and a key and do not enter. But at the same time, he was pesheya legabi nura. He was pesheya because if a fire would break out, this money would have definitely burned because it would have rummaged through this whole geshäft. And as a result, there was an element of shia. What ended up happening was, is this item ended up not being burnt, but ended up being stolen. So we view this person as being a tchilase b'pshia. Why? Because he was pesheya with the money, because if a fire would have came, it would have burnt it, and therefore it made him a pesheya. But at the same time, it was seifa b'oynis because a fire didn't come. What ended up happening to the money? It ended up getting stolen. So the Gemara over there brings a machlokes. Tchilase b'pshia v'seifa b'oynis. Are you going to be chayva? Are you going to be potter? So says Abaye that although there we had a machlokes whether tchilase b'pshia v'seifa b'oynis is going to be chayva potter. It has nothing to do with this. Because over there, the seifa b'oynis was a proper seifa b'oynis. Over here, the seifa b'oynis is not a proper seifa b'oynis. Because over here, it ended up dying. Maybe, meaning it's not clear, but it could be it ended up dying machmas, the foul odor, which is not something that would have affected this animal had the animal remained home. And as a result, we look at this as tchilase b'pshia, v'soifa b'pshia, says, Abaye, you're going to be chayv. Rav, m'shmei the rabba, I'm a potter. Rav, send the name of rabbi, you're going to be potter. And he said the same thing. Kol dayin et loy doyin ki haydin alav dayinu. Any dayin that doesn't pass in this way is not considered a dayin. And he too said, loy me boy, the man damat tchilase b'pshia, v'soifa b'ayin is potter. It's posh, according to the man damat that holds tchilase b'pshia, v'soifa b'ayin is potter. The potter, you're going to be potter. Why? Because if tchilase pater b'pshia v'sayfer b'ayinus is always pater. Say here too, you're going to be pater. I feel the man that mechayev, even according to man that holds. Ordinarily, tchilas b'pshia v'sayfer b'ayinus is chayev. Hacha pater, here you're going to be pater. My time, what's the reason? The amrina, because we say malach hamaves, mali hacha u'mali hasam. Because over here, this person is a 100% oinus. Meaning at the end of the day, how did this animal die? It died because the malach hamaves took it away. So meaning that it died, machmas the malach hamaves, and the malach hamaves would have taken it, whether the animal was in the agam, or whether the animal was where it was supposed to be, where it was supposed to be washed. So therefore, in a case like this, says Rava, everybody is going to hold that talach is tchilach b'pshia, the soifai ba'oinis is going to be potter. So again, what's the machloikis? The machloikis is where somebody's watching an animal, he was peshea. The pshia was that he allowed the animal to go to the agam, and when the animal went to the agam, it died a natural death. So the person was pesheya, it was tchilase b'pshia, but seifer b'oinis, because mesek et arka is considered an oinis. This shomer, let's call him a shomer chinam. The question is he going to be chayv, or is he going to be potter? On the one hand, he was pesheya, shomer chinam is chayv when he's pesheya, but the other hand, it was seifer b'oinis, shomer chinam is potter from oinis. Abaye said, you're chayv, Rava said, you're potter, and both Abaye and Rava said that this is not related to the general machloikis of tchilase b'pshia b'seifer b'inus. Meaning, Abaye holds chayv even if ordinarily tchilase b'pshia b'seifer b'inus is potter, and Rava holds potter even if ordinarily tchilase b'pshia b'seifer b'inus is chayv, and they both explain their respective svaris. Abaye holds yechayv, why? Because ta'amrin on havla da'agma katla, he only died because of the b'shia, he only died because of the hevel of the agam. Rava holds your potter, because malach hamavet, mali hacha, mali hasam, your pshia played zero role in what took place over here. And it's for that reason, meaning if this was the animal's time to go, it would have gone. And therefore, you're going to be potter. Says the Gemara, Abayu. Abayu says, chayiv is moide, the hadru lebe maru, mesa the potter. The let's say the animal would go to the agam, and then it would come home, and then it would die a natural death. You would be potter. My time, what's the reason? The hadru le. Because it didn't die by the agam. If it dies by the agam, okay, so we have a conversation. But in this case, it didn't die by the agam. And therefore, that lach is going to be potter. The Rishonim speak out. What's even the Chiddush? The Chiddush is you would have thought that maybe when it went to the Agam, it developed some congestion. Something happened because of the Hevel, which caused it afterwards to be Mesa Kedarka. But it could be the Mesa Kedarka did really happen. Machmas, the fact that it went to the Agam, that's the Chiddush. That if it dies in the Agam, then we say the Svara. But once it comes back, we don't say this Svara. The Gemara continues and says, "Moidi Rava, Rava's also Moidi." Meaning, even though Rava holds Potter, Malachamavas, Maliacham, Maliasam, there is a case where he holds Chayiv, and that is Kolhecha, the Ignav Agana Agam. What would be in a case where someone came and stole it from the Agam, Umesek Adarkebe Ganav, and then it died a natural death by the Ganav? The Chayiv over there, you're going to be Chayiv. My time, what's the reason? The Inami Shavka Malachamavas Bebeset, the Ganava, Havikaima. Because even had the Malachamavas not killed it, what would have happened? It would have been in the house of the Ganav, and the Ganav would have been Chayiv. Meaning, what would be if someone stole a taka from the Agam, and then it died, Kedarka, by the Ganav? Even then, you're going to say Potter? Malachamavas, Maliacham, Maliasam. Meaning, the Ganav could say, somebody steals something, and then all of a sudden, it dies by the Ganav. So the Ganav is going to say, Vasatis Mitmir, Malachamavas, Maliacham, Maliasam, who's going to die regardless? So it's not Rav, no. Of course, over there, Amoida. Because once the Ganav steals it, at that point, now there's a Ganav. And from the Shomer's perspective, now he's Chayiv already. Now all of a sudden there's Chiyuve Gneva. And being that all of a sudden now there's Chiyuve Gneva, and the Gneva happened, Machmas Yopshia, right? So therefore, even if he's a Shoyim Bechinim, he's going to be Chayiv. So the fact that the Malach HaMavis took it afterwards is neither here nor there. Meaning, once there's already a Chiyuv Mitzad Gneva, and for that you were a Paisheya, so the fact that the Malach HaMavis took it later, which Taki is an Oinus, because Malach HaMavis, Maliach HaMaliyasa, even if you hold Chilat HaVashiv HaSayiv HaBayinus, Chayiv, we view it as an Oinus. But once it dies from the Rishus of the Ganim, Avad over there, you're going to be Potter. Either way, says the Gemara. So the first part of the Sugya was Shaymer Shavas of the Shaymer. The second part of the Sugya is Pasha Bava Yatzis to Agam Mesa Gedarka, which is a Sif Kotten in the Sugya of Tchilas of Shiv Seif Abayinus. Now the two Sugyas are going to converge. Amalei Abayla Rava. Abaye told Rava, Lidi Dach, according to you, Da Amrit Malacham Abbas Malihacham Malihasam, can you hold that if somebody was Peshaya with a Parah, it was Yatzel Agam Mesa Gedarka, that loch is that Malacham Abbas Malihacham Malihasam, your potter? Let me ask you a question. Haido Isfir Abbab Ramamal Rabami on Amid Aleph. Rab Ami said over Rab Yochanan Zalacha that Shomer Shemosel LeShomer is Chayiv. And Rab Abba Bar Mamal asked Rab Ami a Kasha. What was the Kasha? The Kasha was from our Mishnah. A Soicher that lends, he's Mashal, the thing that he rented to a Shoyal, and then an Oinus happened. So what's the Halacha? The Halacha is Yeshava HaSoicher, And machlokes Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim, but according to the Chachamim, the shoyl pays to the soicher. And Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel said, this is a classic shomer shomasal l'shomer. And what's the halacha? You're not chayiv. You see, Yishava Soicher. Why Yishava Soicher? This Soicher shouldn't be able to swear. He shouldn't be able to swear because he should be Chayiv. Because now, even if an Oynes happened, he's going to be Chayiv and Oynes. That's Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. That was Rabbi Abraham Amam's kash to Rabbi Ami. Vishami Lei, what was Rabbi Ami's teretz? Bishnosn will buy them Rishos Lahashal. His answer was, we made an akimt that's talking about where he gave him Rishos. He didn't tell him to do it. Shlach Lacham Idaitcha. He said, I give you Rishos to do it. Freik Abaya Teravo, according to you, what was the whole kashna? V'lei malei, he should have told him, malach hamoves, mali hocho, mali hosam. Meaning, what was the whole premise of the kasha? The premise of the kasha was that when the soicher gave the pekodin to the shoyel, he was a poisheya. Ein ritzoyin ishei pektoyin biyadacha. He was a poisheya. And being that he was a poisheya, so now he's going to be chayiv afilu ba'oinsin. But what was the onus over there? The onus was he died. And you're telling me when it comes to the onus of death, everybody holds chilasa b'shniyah v'soifah b'onus as pater, based on the svara malach hamavas malihacha malihasan. If that's the case, it's pasha why you were pater. So what's the grace of kasha? What was the kasha? Says Abaya, what was Rabbi Abraham Amamel's kasha? And Rabbi Ami was nachas to the kasha. He said a shniyah d'chika. He said a whole ikimta in the Mishnah. I don't understand. The whole shak of Atariya doesn't even get off the bat. Because at the end of the day, really, it was a tchilasa b'pshniyah v'soifah ba'oynis, where the soifah ba'oynis was the malach hamavas, and if that's the case, you would have been pater anyways. So what's the kasha? According to you, Rabbi Yochanan Shemesh Shemassel Shemesh Chayiv, you're a paye'er, vada, you're a paye'er. But it was tchilasa b'pshniyah v'soifah ba'oynis. Even if he never gave it over to another shomer, it was in his own rishos, he was paye'er, and then it was soifah ba'oynis where it was mesa kadarka. What would be the halacha? The halacha would you be pater? So why in that case are you chayiv? So he told him back, did Rava, Liditchu, according to you, the Masnisu that you learned, Pshad and Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Shemesh Amasal, Shemesh Chayvis, in Ritzoy Nishni Yehi Pekdoy Nibi Adacher, that you're a Pesheya, and that's why you're Chayiv, Ikul Oisva Lahi, then the Kasha is a good Kasha. And it was in that premise that the kasha was asked and the kasha was answered. Lidi di, however, according to me, da amina ant mehemeli b'shvua v'heichle mehemeli b'shvua, where I said we made a big deal about this earlier on the Amid, that Pshanu Rabbi Yochan is not that we view the Shomer Rishon as a peshe, it's not a pesheya, but it's more based on the fact that the only way the Shomer Rishon can be potter is with a shvua, and I only trust your shvua, I don't trust the Shomer shvua. But in that case, lekalo is for klal. There, the kasha doesn't even start. Now, it's a big machlokes we're showing him how to learn the Gemara. We're going to learn with Rashi. Even though Rashi's pshat is so shver, it's almost even hard to say it over Daf Yomidik. But says Rashi that Rava told Abaya back that Abaya, do you realize that whole shakl of Atariya was only a shakl of Atariya according to the way you understood Rabbi Yechon? You understood Rabbi Yochanan that Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan's halach of Shemesh Shemassel Shemesh Chayev is based on the fact that we view the person as a Pesheya. So according to the way you understood it, that the person's a Pesheya, so you have a good kasha. Here too, you're also Pesheya. Why not? But the way I understood Rabbi Yochanan, the reason Shemesh Shemassel Shemesh Chayev is because Heichloi Mehemeli Beshvua, over here, this is not an issue. Why is this not an issue? Why is it not an issue? Because who's swearing in the Mishnah? Yishava HaSeicher. Which means the Seicher saw the animal die. And that's why he's able to swear. But the point is, I'm not coming on to the shvu of the Shomer Sheni, the shvu of the Shomer Rishon, whose shvu I do accept. And it's for that reason that the halacha is going to be potter. And if that's the case, the whole kasha didn't start. So don't bring me, Rai is not like me, from that shakla v'tarya, because that shakla v'tarya doesn't really work according to me anyways. It's only a shakla v'tarya according to you. Right, you have what Rav is saying? Abaya says that from the shakla v'tarya between Rav Abba Bar Mamel and Rav Ami, you see that you don't say malach hamavas malach malayasam. Says Rav, I hear Abaya. But Abaya, you understand that whole shakla v'tarya doesn't start according to me. Because it's really totally in another machloikas you and I had. This is where the two machloikas come together. It's totally in how you understand Rabbi Yochanan. And the whole kasha was only a kasha based on your understanding Rabbi Yochanan, not based on my understanding Rabbi Yochanan. So according to me, the kasha doesn't start. I don't even want to hear about this kasha. If you think about it for a minute, the Rishonim asked this kasha, did Rava answer the question? No, he made it harder. Why? Because Abaya was proving from the shakla v'tarya between Rav Abba Bar Mamel and Rav Ami, these were earlier Amayuraim, that they held like him in the sugya of Tchilas Rishiyah B'Sayfa Bainas, in the sugya Malchamavis Maliyacha Malihasa. Because otherwise, I don't understand the Shaka B'Taya. Rava's response is, it's true, but you realize that whole Shaka B'Taya is really only based on the way you understood the sugya of Shoyim Shemasa L'Shoyim. So what did Rava just tell Abaya? That not only do you see from there that you don't see Malchamavis Maliyacha Malihasam, and not only do you have a raya from there to your understanding of Tchilas of Shiva Saifi Bainas, you also have a raya from there to your understanding and why Rabbi Yochanan knows Shoyim Shemasa L'Shoyim Eschayev. So in other words, Rava is basically telling Abaya, it's not only a tufta de Rava b'chada, it's tufta de Rava b'tarti. Because really, if you think about it, from that shakla b'tarya, number one, you see that pshadin shem shemas l'shem echayiv is in return shem shem b'yadachar, which is shittas Abaya nomad aleph, and you also see that you don't see malachamav, it's malachamav, malachamav, which is shittas Abaya nomad beis. So how exactly did Rava answer the question? If anything, sounds like he made it much worse. Either way, this is the way Rashi learns the Gemara, and I am Birishainiv, if you want to go through this a little bit better. Zokt de Gemara. Masiv Rami Barcham. One last Gemara. Hello, the Rashi Tsukin. If somebody was watching an animal, and he took the animal to the top of a mountain, you know, Tsukin means it's like a pointy mountain, a dangerous place, the Nafla, and then the animal fell off this cliff. Ein's a Oinus, pretty straightforward. That's not called Oinus. V'chayip. So ordinarily, if an animal falls off a cliff, it could be an Oinus. But not in this case. Hom Nesna Kedarka says, Rami Bar Chama, what does it sound a little bit like from here? Let's say the animal would have died a natural death. It would have been Mesa Kedarka. Reza Oinus. It would have been an Oinus. U Potter. And you would have been Potter. V'amai. Why would you have been Potter? Meaning, Hello the Roshay Tsukim V'nofla. And it fell off the cliff, Ein Zal Oinus. Let's say it was Hella Rashi Tzuk, and then it died naturally. Sounds like over there you're going to be Potter. Why don't we say, according to Abaya, Avir Dahar Katla, why don't we say that maybe it's the Aver, right? The atmosphere is a little bit different when you're in a very, very elevated place than when you're not. Inami, or maybe even a different argument, Uftsinu Dahar Katla. It could be the Tircha, the Yegiya, that the animal needed to exert in order to get to the top of Mantle. Maybe that's what killed it. So according to Abaya, that holds that if someone is Peshea, and the animal ends up in an agam, and it dies kedarka yichayev. Why? Because we assume maybe havla da agma katla. So why do we say the same thing over here? Maybe it was avira da harkatla or uftsin of the harkatla. So Mar says, "How come I skin?" It's talking about shahela lemira shamin v'toyf. So Rashi says, "What does it mean?" It means you took it to a place where it's very, very good. It's zaftik for an animal to be able to graze. And Rashi adds, the derech haroyim lahalo yisham behemis lirois. It's a derech for the royim to do this. And being that it's a derech for the royim to bring the animals there, so you're not considered a poisheya, because that's where all the shepherds used to bring the animals. And as a result, the halach is, you're going to be potter. So if it was meisa kedarki, you certainly didn't do anything. But the Gemara says, if you're not a poisheya, yihachi nafla nami. So then even if it falls off the cliff, you should be potter. So the Gemara says, no, shayu lo taikva v'lo taikva. Meaning it's the derech to bring the animals there, but also you have to watch it well. And he didn't do that. The Gemara says, yihachi ebazoi, eim ereshna. Take a look at the ratio. Also the Rashi Tzukin, in the event that the animal went up to the top of the mountain, Rashi says, me'elel, by itself, and it fell. In that case, you're going to be considered an oinus. Meaning, if you took the animal to the top of the mountain, that's when you're chayev. If, however, the animal went up by itself, then you're an oinus, you're going to be potter. Frank the Gemara, yibaylel miskefa. If this is a situation where you have to know to be careful to make sure that you're watching this animal and you don't let it barge through, so what do you mean it went up by itself? You should have been careful to make sure it didn't go up and ultimately didn't fall down. So the Gemara says, leitzricha, you have to say that case is talking about shetok v'saiva also. Meaning over there, you really did try doing everything you could do. However, the animal was stronger than you, and as a result, the animal was able to get through. But this case of Hello the Rashi Tzukin is not the same as going to an agam. Taking it to an agam, that's not a safe place for an animal. You were Peshea when it went there. It could be it's Havla the Agma that ended up killing it. When you took it to Rashi Tzukim, it's different, and it's for that reason. In that case, the halacha is that you are going to be potter, even according to Abaya. Either way. So one ha'ara, as it relates to today's daf. So really, the lumdus of today's daf and the meat of today's daf is Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer, Tchilase B'Pshiyah V'Saifa B'Aynes, but as it relates to Inyoneinu, to take out one interesting thing that emerges from the Gemara that we just learned. The Torah Chayim in Mesechtes Chulin, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, and it's also in Mesechtes Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, he discusses why is it that when a person dies, he becomes Tomei Tumas Meis. And the Torah Chaim says a davar nifla. He says, the reason when a person dies, he becomes Tomei, is because death is executed by the Malach HaMavis. And we know that the Malach HaMavis is the Samach Mem. He's the Koyach HaTomo. Thus, when a person dies, by definition, it means that the Koyach HaTomo had some shlita, had some control over this person. Being that the Koyach HaTomo had shlita over this person, Memela, it's for that reason that the person, when he dies, becomes Tomei. In fact, the Teres Chaim says that if you take a look at the Rekanti in Parshas Re'eh, the Rekanti says that we know, Chazal say, that Misa Sadikim are not Metama. One of the Mekoris to this is a Toisvus and Mesachtes Ksubas, Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, where the Gemara says, B'yoyim Shemais Rebbe Batlu Kahuna, Batlu Kedusha. And what does Kedusha mean? So Toisvus says, B'shem Rabbeinu Chaim HaKoyin, that it means that there was no Kedushas Kahuna. Ordinarily, a Koyin's not allowed to be Metama to a Meis. But on this day, Koyhanim were allowed to be Metama to Rebbe, and the reason is because Rebbe was not Tomei Tomas Meis. Says the Rekanti, what's the reason? So he says this reason. He says it's because where does Tomas Meis come from? It comes from the Malach HaMavis. And Tzadikim don't die through the Malach HaMavis. Rather, their Misa is Misas Neshika, which is Kaviyochel B'Chvoid V'Atzmai, and as a result, being that there's no Malach HaMavis, so therefore they're not going to be Tomei Tomas Meis. So says the Teres Chaim, you want to know why there's Tomas Meis? Because Misa happens al Yedei the Malach HaMavis, who is the Samach Mem, and being that that's the Koyach HaTumah, when the Koyach HaTumah is shaylut on a person, it automatically creates Tumah, and that's why there's something called Tomas Meis. Says the Teres Chaim, I'm going to tell you a little bit more. You know, when an animal dies, the animal is also Tomei. Tumas Nevela. What's the reason for that? Says the Teres Chaim, it's the same reason. Because how does an animal die? It's with the Malach HaMavis. And being that the Malach HaMavis is Koyach HaTumah, so it's for that reason. It becomes Tomei Tumas Nevela. Now says the Teres Chaim, you're going to tell me that people die with the Malach HaMavis that everybody knows. But behemoths also die with the Malach HaMavis? Zok de yeh, it's a Mefurish HaGemara. Take a look at Perek HaMafkin. Bava Metzia, Lamed Vava Mebeis. Rava said that Malach HaMavis, Maliocha, Maliosa, regarding the Parah that was made Sekadarko. So it's a Mefurish HaGemara, then animals also die with the Malach HaMavis. If that's the case, so there's the Shlit of the Koyach HaTumah just like there is by the person, and that's why there's going to be Tumah. Says the Teres Chaim, stating that, you'll notice that the level of Tumah that a mace has when he dies is not the same as the level of Tumah that a behema has when the behema dies. A mace, a person, is an avi avos ha-tumah, right? That's why if someone touches a mace, he becomes an avatumah. That's already a level lower. What's higher than an avatumah? A mace. A mace is an avi avos ha-tumah. A behema that dies, a nevela, is tameh, but it's only an avatumah. What's the difference? Says the Teres Chaim, it's totally in how much shlita the Malach HaMavis has over its prey, over its victim. By a person, there's more shlita, and therefore the level of tumah is a higher level of tumah, and that's why a person's an avi avos ha-tumah. By a behema, it's less of tumah. It's less shlita, thus it's less tumah, and as a result, it's only going to be an abatumah. He says an oif is also tumah when it dies, but an oif is only metama, an oif tar, anyways, bebeis habliya. That's even a lesser darga, and the reason it's even a lesser darga is because the Malach HaMavis has less shlita on the oif than it does on the behemoth, which is less than on the adam. And finally, says the Teres Chaim, a fish is not tumah tumas meis, and the reason a fish is not tumah tumas meis is because fish do not get killed by the Malach HaMavis. Malach HaMavis, Maliach HaMaliachin is true for behemoths and oifus, but it's not true for dogim. And being that it's not true for dogim, so therefore as it relates to fish, it's going to be different. But derech agav, I was thinking, we know Chazal say that fish is loy sholto be'eina. Right? V'yid gula roif, dagim shebe'yam is loy sholto be'eina. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, daf chof amid beis, that the Malach HaMavis is mole einayim. That he's full of eyes. That's the way Chazal described. Could be that's an oimik in loy sholto be'eino in pnimius ha-teira. That the fish, there's no shlit of the Malach HaMavis. The point is because it's loy sholto be'eino. I was also thinking that we once spoke at a Rabbeinu Bechaya. The Rabbeinu Bechaya says that we know that psul and nisis, there's an Indian of bracha the dogim, right? Why did the fish have such a bracha? Rabbeinu Bechaya says we know that the fish weren't affected by the mabul, right? They somehow came out by the mabul. They weren't affected. And he says the reason is because we know Kadosh Baruch Hu told Adam, Pru Urvu, Milu Asa'aris Fekevshua. He also told the fish, Pru Urvu. And it was the bruch of the fish, of Pru Urvu, that ended up being kayin for them, and that's why they weren't affected by the Mabel. And that's why there's an Indian of Psulanissis, the Bir Rishayna. It should coincide with the bruch of the Dagim, because you see, the fish of the Dagim was something that really played itself out. V'yidgul Aroi. they had this special bracha that they weren't even affected by the mabul. But the truth is, we know that the fish weren't affected by the mabul also because they weren't mizdavig b'she'inu mina. Meaning, the satan, who had such shlita over the world during the dara mabul, did not have shlita over the fish. Who's the satan? He's the Malach HaMavis. You see, the Malach HaMavis, the Malach HaMavis doesn't have shlita over the fish. The Samach Mem doesn't have shlita over the fish. Could be it's all one and the same minyan. But either way, Snezeter is Chaim Adav and Iflah. He says, where does Tumas Meis come from? Whether it's the Tum of a Meis, whether it's Tumas Nevela, whether it's Nivlas Oif Tahar, that's Metame Bebeis Abliyah, it comes from the fact that Misa, even the Misa of a Behema, even the Misa of an Oif, comes from the Malach HaMavis, based on this Indian of Malach HaMavis, Maliach, Mali Hassan, and the Malach HaMavis is the Koyach HaTumah. Thus, as soon as Tumah descends upon a person, automatically that person is going to be Tameh. Says the Teres Chaim, with this you can understand a Medrash Niflo in this week's Parsha, in Parsha Shmini. So the Medrash is on the Pasuk that says, Zois HaChaya Asher Toichedo. So says the Medrash that Lasa Bavoy is going to be a big Suda. And we know that big suda is going to involve the Leviathan, and it's going to involve the behemoth. Says the behemoth, how exactly is the Leviathan going to be killed for the tzaddikim to be able to eat from it? And how is the behemoth going to be killed in order for the tzaddikim to be able to eat from it? Says the Medrash, what's going to happen is the Leviathan is going to come and it's going to stick its fins into the behemoth. It's going to rip the behemoth apart, and that's how you're going to be able to eat the behemoth. And in the reverse, the behemoth is going to kill the Leviathan, and that's how you're going to be able to eat the Leviathan. In other words, they're going to tear each other apart, and you're going to be able to eat it. Frank the Medrash Akasha. Zu shchita ksheri? What? Is this a kosher shchita? For loy kach toninon? Isn't there a mishnah mesachtes chulin that knes hakol shoichten, ubakol shoichten, uloilam shoichten, chutz mimagul kotzma megeir vachinayim v'nei shein choyken? This is not the real shchita. Learn chulin. This is not okay. Amrav Abba Bar Kahana, so Abba Kahana says, Amrav Kodesh Baruch Hu, toira chadosha me'iti teitzeh. Chiddush Torah me'iti teitzeh. There's going to be a new chiddush that over here you're going to be able to eat it even though it's in a veil. Says the Teres Chaim, Pashat, the way you learn this medrash is there's going to be a chiddush in the world that even though in a veil automatically is ordinarily something you're not allowed to eat, but over here in this instance you're going to be able to eat in a veil. But says there is Chaim, it can't be, because if that's the case, that means the Torah is going to be nishtana and it's going to be mukhlefes on some level. And we know it's one of the 13 animamim. So Zok to Teres Chaim, I'll tell you what's going on in this medrash. What's going on in this medrash is why isn't it that there is something called nevela? Why is there an issa nevela? The reason there's an issa nevela is because of the fact that there's tuma. And forget, that's the whole Indian of shechting an animal. That's the whole Indian of shchita. The Indian of shchita is because otherwise the animal is going to be tameh and you're not letting it eat an animal that's tameh. Chiddush Torah me'iti teitzeh. What's going to happen in the end of days? What's going to happen in the end of days? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to take all the tumah and I'm going to wipe it off the face of the earth. V'esruach ha'tumah avrim min ha'aretz. And being that there's not going to be tumah anymore, there won't be nevela anymore. The whole yisoid of nevela, not just the tumah's nevela, but even the iser achilas nevela, says the Teres Chaim, comes from the fact that the Samach Mem is Shoylet, and it's that Tumah. But to us, there's not going to be Tumah. If there's not going to be Tumah, you're not going to have Nevela. So Snapchat, it's a new Halacha. All we're doing is we're being Deirish time in the Kra. The time in the Kra of the Issa Nevela comes from the Tumas Nevela. And if there's going to be no Tumas Nevela anymore, so then there's going to be no Issa Nevela. If there's going to be no Issa Nevela, but male, this is not going to be an issue. But Al-Kupanim, this is the Teres Chaim. Teres Chaim says, Dvarim Neflon. He says, you want to know why this Tumas Mace, whether it's Mace of an Adam, whether it's Nevela, whether it's the Oiv, it comes from the fact that the Malach HaMavis is the one that executes all the Misa, even a behema based on Mitzia Lamed Vav and Beis Malach HaMavis Mali Yachem Mali Hasam. And once there's Shlita from the Malach HaMavis, who's the Koyach HaTumah, it automatically creates Tumah. That's why you have to shecht an animal. You shecht an animal because if the animal's going to die in any way other than Shechita, it's going to be with the Malach HaMavis. The Chiddush of Shechita is it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen all your day the Malach HaMavis. And as a result, you're allowed to eat it. And that's why La'asad Lavoi, there's going to be Chiddush Torah Me'iti Teitzeh. It's going to be V'Avris Ruach HaTumah Min Ha'aretz. If there's going to be no Tumah in the world anymore, so then Mimil, you're not going to have to have the Halach of Shechita. And as a result, this is not going to be an issue anymore. It's just kedai to mention, and this is above my pay grade, Valzen Nemar In Li Esek Ben Astaris. But just the Marum Makim. Really, this Teres Chaim is a very big Chiddush. It's keneged a Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar is in Parshas Vayir. It's a well-known Zohar. But it's keneged a Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar says as follows. Rav Shimon have a Yosef Eloi Bayraisa. Rav Shimon was sitting and he was harving and learning. That Meshtad Bahikra, and he came up to the following pasuk. It says, V'lokhu zitne yohira hi eglas bakr v'goymer. V'arfu shames ha'egla banacha. Came to the parish of Egla Arufa. And as he was learning the parish of Egla Arufa, and he said over, that v'dina iu b'kufitz la'arfale, right, the way you kill the Egla Arufa is with the kufitz, amalei Rabbi Lazar. So Shimon son Rabbi Lazar said, hai lamai yitzrich, what's this whole Egla Arufa? What's the parish of Egla Arufa? You find a corpse, and you don't know who killed this person, closer to this city, closer to that city. So there's an inyan of, you bring the Egla Arufa. So Rabbi Lazar asked his father, Rabbi Shimon, he said, what's the side, what's the panemius of the parish of Egla Arufa? So the Met Zoyer says, bachar Rabbi Shimon v'am. So Rabbi Shimon started to cry, and he said, Vaila alma de isma. He says, woe is to the world that is under the influence of the Koyach HaTomo. Because from the day that the Nachash was ispata bei Adam, convinced Adam to eat from the Eitz Hadas, shalit al Adam, v'shalit al bnei Adam, the Malach HaMaves, the Satan, got the ability to be shalit on all of mankind. Iyu kam l'mistei alma. His job is avoid is to be mekatchik on the world, and it's impossible for the world to get away from him. And it's going to be this way until Mashiach is going to come. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring back all the Yishenei Yaretz. The Ksiv Bila Hamoves LaNetzach. The Ksiv Es Ruach HaTuma Avim Min HaOretz. The Iyu Kam Al Omada. But up until that point, the Nachash has control over the world. And one of the things he has a right to do is he can take away all the neshamas, right? The satans, the malach hamavis, and from the time that the Nachash convinced Adam and Rishon to eat from the Eitz Hadas, the Nachash was in business, and he's going to be in business until it's going to be bila hamavis lanetzach. Said Reb Shimon, v'tochazi haksiv ki imotzei chalom itema de bar nosh da al yudah dahu malach hamavis nafik neshmase. Said Reb Shimon, aichai, do you think that when a person is murdered, it's the malach hamavis that takes away this person's life? Lav hachi, it's not the way it is. Elaman de kotale, apok nishmase, ad loit mata zimne lishata beyahu malachamavas. When a person is murdered, when there's a reitzeach, it's the reitzeach that takes the life away from the nirtzach. It's not the malach hamavas that takes the life away from the nirtzach. Ubegin kach, it's for that reason, v'lo oretz lo yechupar. It's for that reason a reitzeach has to be killed. Because until the reitzeach is killed, there's a tremendous kitrig on this reitzeach and really on the whole world, because the Chalom al Chamoves is very upset why this reitzeach took away his parnasa. This is his job, this is what he does 9 to 5, and because right now his parnasa was taken away, so he gets very upset. So says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, he's crying as he's saying this, v'loy dai loin dekom iu lemistei alma lemagana ulekadrot. He says, ordinarily, the world can barely stand because of the kitrig of the Satan and the kitrig of the Malach HaMavis. Kolshkin, certainly, the Gozal Minei Mad Islei Lenatla. Certainly, when we take away his Parnasa, then his kitrig gets supercharged and he becomes that much more dangerous. And that's why Ritzicha is such a dangerous thing. On his children, who begin kach kraven al hay eglo begin the sakna ame. And it's for that reason David gave us a mitzvah to bring the eglo. What's the esoid of bringing the eglo arufa? You ready for this? The esoid is, it's to give the Malach HaMavis something to be mesakin ma de isnat lahin ishmasa de barnosh minei v'lo yishtekach mekachuk al alma. It's like v'heshev es akzei la'ashagaza. Meaning this right tzeach, we know who it is, but this right tzeach took something away from the Malach HaMavis. Malach HaMavis is not happy. It brings a tremendous kitchen. Ordinarily, you kill the right tzeach, but you don't know who the right tzeach is, so you can't kill him. So what do you have to do? You have to appease him. You have to give him something to be mefayas him. So now you mefayas him? You mefayas him with the Egla Arufa. The Egla Arufa is an offering to the Malach HaMavis to be mefayas the Malach HaMavis over the fact that his parnasa was taken away. That's what the Zohar HaKadosh says. What is this reminiscent of? Of course, the Ramban in Parshas Sachrimos, the Sar Mishtaleach was this Indian, right? That's why the Ramban says the two things that are the Chukas HaTorah is the Par Aduma and it's the Sar Mishtaleach. Because these are two mitzvahs that involve Hakrova and Zrikis and Zachin, but at the same time, they're done Chutz L'makam HaMikdash. The Zohar HaKadosh, Egla Rufas, Mei Inyan Le'inyan Ba'oysa Inyan. It's very, very similar. It's an idea that you're giving some sort of sacrifice, some sort of Hakrova to the Malach HaMavis to be mefayisim over the fact that his parnasa was taken away. But you see one thing in desire. What you see in desire is that when there's a ritzicha, when there's a murder, when there's a homicide, when somebody is killed, the person that's nirtzach is not killed by yidei the malach hamavis. To the contrary, that's why there's a tremendous kitchig of a la'aretz la'yechupar. It's not a pashat zach ritzicha, because the malach hamavis' kitchig becomes mamish on a level where it's not a davar pasha, and it's based on the fact that he's not the one that's involved. Meaning, shteita, that although the Malach HaMavis is always the one that kills, but there's a time that the Malach HaMavis is not the one that kills. And that is that every time there's a Ritzicha. The truth is, there's a big discussion in the Poskim. You know, there's halacha that if somebody dies, there's a mace. So you have to take all the water in the shchun, you have to pour out the water. Right? That's how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's a minig, but that's halacha. And if you take a look at the Shach and the Taz, so there's two reasons why you do it. One reason is because the Malach HaMavis was there, and we're afraid the Malach HaMavis caused problems. So there's a truth from the Divrei Malkiel, where Gedolei HaPoskim already discussed what would be if there's a Ritzich, if there's a murder, and he had a tzad based on desire kodesh. Maybe you won't have to do it. Because you see, from here, when there's a murder, it's not with the Malach HaMavis. Oh, but here's the kasha. The kasha on the Teres Chaim is, if you're going to tell me that the Yisoid of Tumas Meis comes from the Malach HaMavis, that means every time there's a Ritzicha, there shouldn't be Tumas Meis. And that's Pasha, when there's a Ritzicha, there's Tumas Meis. So what's Pshah? L'chayre, this Zoyer at first glance would seem to be a great Kasha on the Teres Chaim. Now, you can't ask a Kasha on a Teres Chaim that you don't really understand from a Zoyer that you don't really understand. I shouldn't say you, me. This is my disclaimer. But at first glance, b'muschorishin chumish tayir, in the spirit of just trying at least l'sabei resa oizen, you have here a Teres Chaim that says that Tumas Meis comes from the Malach HaMavis, and a chiddush that even Tumas Nevela, based on unzer Gemara, Malach HaMavis Maliyachem Maliyasan, and it's a Shulman Azayar Kodesh that says every time there's a murder, so this murder comes not from the Malach HaMavis. That's why v'la'aretz la'yechupar, and that's why you have to bring an egg la'rufa when you don't know who the Reitzeach is, to give him some sort of offering. Al derech d'Ramban in Parshas Achrei Mois. If that's the case, if there's no Malach HaMavis involvement, then l'chayre there shouldn't be any Tumas Meis. Yeah, you find, of course, there is Tumas Meis. Obviously, you could say Svar. I don't know if you could say Svar is in Inyonim, Nisgavim, Vigvayim, Vigdailim, like this. But that's just the But just to end B'ki Toiv. And that is, that really, this Yisoid that the Teres Chaim says is Mefurish in the Archaim HaKadosh. The Archaim is in Parshnes B'chukosai, the psukim before the Teichacha, B'chukosai Teilecho. So one of the first psukim in the Parsh is V'nasati Sholim Ba'aretz. There's going to be peace in the land. U'shchaftem V'ein Macharid. You're going to be able to lie in bed at night. You're not going to have to be afraid. Something that in Gaul is sometimes very hard to do. Vishpati chayer rom in haaretz. And every chayer, all these wild beasts, are going to be taken away from the world. V'cherev lo yisave ba'aretzachem. And there's going to be no cherev anymore in your land. So I'm reading from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. L'shoyni Azov. The pasuk says, Vishpati chayer rom in haaretz. What does that mean? He ruach atomo. It's referring to the ruach atomo hanikreis chayer ra. The ruach atomo is called a chayer ra. Shehi chiyunis ra. And the reason is, it's because it's a bad form of life. Bechinas hatoma hashira al haguf acharmisa. And specifically, it's referring to the toma that presides on the body after the person dies. The shemlazet tziva Hashem shahanoigea b'meis oy hanichnas la'oyel ha'meis yitmosh nevas yomim. You see, there's an inyan of Tumas Meis. So what's the pasuk v'shpati chayer rom in aretz? Hiftiach Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, ki paskel ha'teira v'hamitzvah, derem b'chukosai teilechu. And you're going to go ahead and you're going to do Torah mitzvahs. What's going to happen is, lahashbis ruach hatumah min haguf. This is going to be no tumah in the guf anymore. Meaning, this whole ruach hatumah, vishpati chayra, means that there's going to be no tumas meis anymore. The oimroi, the pasuk says, v'cherev lo yisave b'aretzlechem. Nosan akosif tam lahashbasas hatumahu. The pasuk goes right and it says, I'm going to tell you the reason for hashbasas hatumah. Ki tumah zu, where does tumah come from? Ikrohu litzach and nishchata adam. You know where it comes from? It comes from the Malach HaMavis. So the Hishpati Chayirah min Aretz. How's the Chayirah going to be removed from the land? It's going to happen all your day. V'cherev lo yisaveh ba'aretzachem. If it's going to be v'cherev lo yisaveh ba'aretzachem, there's no Malach HaMavis. The Malach HaMavis with his proverbial sword. So through that, there's going to be v'shpati Chayirah min Aretz. Because the Chiyus Ra, which is Tumas Meis, where does that come from? It comes from the Malach HaMavis. Now, if you look at the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh was saying it, not dafka with regards to loss of lavai. But even in this world, he says a person that learns Torah, someone that's amal b'Torah, he could become like Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, where you find Yom Shemais Rabbi Batla Tumah, and like we spoke at earlier from Tosfos and Ksubas Kuf Gimel Amabez, Rabbi Chaim HaKayim, that and that day there was no Tumas Kahuna. Why? Because Tzadikim died in Mises Neshika. So a Tzadik Afilu Ba'al Mohadein, he's Zoicha to this Indian, Vehishpati Chayer Ram in Aretz. Why? Because his Mises Neshika, it's not through the Malach HaMavis, because the one begets the other. This lumness of the Teres Chaim. But really, this is also a haftacha for the Asa Lavoi, that there's going to be a day where Klal Yisrael is going to be Zoicha, where it's going to be Obila Mavis Lanechtach, and it's going to come back to a time of Vehishpati Chayer Ram in Haaretz. The Chiyus Ra is going to be gone because the Cherev Lo Yisnava Ba'aretzachem. There's not going to be the Malach HaMavis anymore. You know, we've spoken out in the past from the Hilgich Chassam Sofer. You know, he used to give on Lamed Beis Ba'omer, the Chassam Sofer every year would speak for the Chevre Kadisha. And in one of his drashas to the Chevre Kadisha, the Chassam Sofer said that the Pasuk says, V'shafsa ha'aretz Shabbos Lashem. So the Hilgich Chassam Sofer says that we know that Hashem created the land. And what's the purpose of the land? It really has two purposes. One purpose is, that's where you say Reya and Yechayrish, and that's where you do all the Avodas Karka. But really, land has a dual purpose. What's the other purpose? When a person dies, you bury people in the land. He says, now on Shemitah, when Sukkum Shemitah, the land rests, but it's only a partial resting. You don't work the land. From that standpoint, it's a Shnas HaShemitah. It's a Shabbos. It's the Shavsa Aretz on some level. But when someone dies, you still bury the person. But there's going to come a day where it's going to be Bila HaMavis LaNetzach. And when it's going to be Bila HaMavis LaNetzach, at that point, it's going to be the Shavsa Aretz Shabbos LaShem. The land's not going to have to do that work anymore. Because at that point, no one's going to die. No one's going to be buried. This is not going to be Kfur. This is what he told the Chevre Kaddish. That there's going to be a day where it's going to be the Shavsa Aretz Shabbos LaShem. With that purpose that land was created for is not something that's going to be necessary anymore. Either way, Shtakav Yizoycha, Tevishpati Chayarom in Aretz. The cherub lo yisnava ba'artzachem to the shavsa aret Shabbos Lashem. And we should be zoicha to the day where we're going to witness va'asa Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'shachta l'malach hamavis. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to come and he's going to shecht the malach hamavis. Taka bi'u bi'u hamavis l'netzach.